This is Thanksgiving Sunday. It comes around about once a year, and we're always glad for its arrival. This is our most special time of year in which we can focus in a special way on what we ought to do every day of the year, it seems to me, and that is to be thankful. We as Canadians, of course, are known for our politeness, saying please and thank you and excuse me and I'm sorry and all those other wonderful things. But there is a difference for us as Christians, even though we're Canadian, and that difference is what the Bible exhorts us to do, and that is to be thankful in everything, right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, if you have your Bibles open, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." What do you think is included in everything, right? In everything give thanks. When things are going good, yeah? When things are pleasant, satisfying, peaceful, fruitful, but also when things are not going so good, when things are unpleasant, dissatisfying, perhaps in turmoil or even troublesome, when things aren't going your way and disaster is your only experience, still we are commanded in everything to give thanks. When is it easier to give thanks? When it's delight or disaster? Sometimes when it's delight, it's kind of hard sometimes when it's disaster. Our human spirit says it's easier to give thanks when things are going good, but we know that in our sanctified spirit, as believers in Jesus Christ, we are also to give thanks in the bad times as well. God can use even the difficult circumstances in our lives to help us grow and be more sanctified, become more holy, and closer to God in our walk with Him. So this morning, just for a few moments, let's learn and obey what the Scriptures have to say through the Holy Ghost about giving thanks in everything. The word thanks, and its many forms, the singular thank, thanksgiving, thanked, past tense. Thanks in any of its forms occurs 141 times in the Bible. So it's well respected within the Scriptures. 68 times in the Old Testament, 73 times in the New Testament. The main Hebrew word is yada. Yada. It means to confess, to thank, and to praise. And it appears in verses like Psalm 30, verse 4, where it says, "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness." That is yada, give thanks. Psalm 106, verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever." Right? There is that Hebrew word as well. The main Greek word is eucharisteo, from where some groups get the word Eucharist, right? Eucharisteo. It's a compound word beginning with eu, you, which is a good or well, and the word charis, which means favor or grace, yielding the meaning of well-favored or good grace, to be grateful, to give thanks to the Lord. That's a good thing to do. And it's used a number of times here in our New Testament. Colossians 1 verse 3 says, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." Right? 2 Corinthians 9, verse 5 says, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." And that is the word eucharisteo. Now, some of these occurrences of thanks are very important and very challenging, and I say exemplary. And we need to take heed of them and see if we can't implement them into our own life and experience. So we're here in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Paul says, give thanks. Giving thanks, actually. In everything give thanks. I need to go to Ephesians 5, verse 20. Ephesians 5 and verse 20 says, and I quote, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Ephesians 5, verse 20. So the giving thanks here, and this is your Greek lesson for the day, is a present active participle. How many liked English grammar when you were in school? Really? You did? I didn't. But once I started learning Greek, all of a sudden I started being interested in the forms and figures of speech and so on. So this is a present active participle, and you know that the present tense means continuous action, right? And the active voice means you are the one who is doing this. But the participle is a term that's related to a main verb somewhere in the context. So it's a continuous action, giving thanks always, every day, moment by moment, and you are the one to do it. But it's connected to a main verb because this is a participle. That is, the giving of thanks is to be carried out in connection with another action. And so we ask the question, what is that? Well, look at the previous verse, if your Bibles are open, at Ephesians 5. Verse 19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things. So, speaking and singing. Is in verse 19, and it's related to our giving of thanks always. And singing and speaking in verse 18 are also, guess what? Present active participles. So something to be done continuously by you and in connection with another verb in the context. And so what is that? Verse 18 says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That is the main verb, be filled with the Spirit. And so when we're filled with the Spirit, then these other things in verse 19 and 20 can become a reality in our lives. They can help us fulfill that which Paul gives to us by way of commandment. And so here's the connection. When we are filled with the Spirit, we will be singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We will make melody in our hearts to the Lord always, and we will give thanks always for all things unto God, unto the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. So what's the key to giving thanks always, all the time? Be filled with the Spirit. Now, only Christians can be filled with the Spirit. So if you know the Lord Jesus, you've trusted in him by grace through faith and have called on the name of the Lord, and you have been saved, born again, and so on, you have the distinct privilege to be filled with the Spirit. And the word filled with is, again, a present tense. But it's passive, which means you get acted upon. And continuously being filled with the Spirit. And that's how that happens is for another sermon, another time. But we know that when we're filled with the Spirit, all of a sudden our hearts are overwhelmed with psalms and singing and spiritual songs and the giving of thanks to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus just flows out of us naturally, it seems to me, as believers in Christ. So if you're struggling with any of those things, giving of thanks, singing psalms, and so on, you need to take some time to check out your filling with the Spirit in your life. And that that may take some time, but always a good exercise to be analyzing or looking at our lives in discernment to see if there's anything that we need to do better. So, having said all of that, let me say, don't harm your testimony for Christ by being a grumpy, cold, unthankful person. Because if you are, you're not showing the filling of the Spirit in your life at all. You know and understand that one of the marks of mankind in the last days, which I believe we are in right now, is that of an unthankful spirit. You can read that in 2 Timothy 3, verse 2. The last days, perilous times, and part of that is an unthankful people. So, work out a thankful spirit that others may know that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know you will be grateful and happy for that, and others will as well. Why should we do that? Why should we give thanks for all things unto God and the Father? Well, number one, it's the right thing to do. It's a command, and so we can't just shove it aside. We give our thanks to God our Father. Why? Because He is our Creator. He made us. He is the one who loved us enough to send His only begotten Son into this world, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to pay the price for our sin and provide salvation for whosoever would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Under the law of Moses in the Old Testament, there was a thing called a sacrifice of thanksgiving. The individual who would bring such a sacrifice would bring certain items prescribed by the law, usually a lamb or a goat, something like that, and offer them as a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord. And so we read in Leviticus 22, verse 29, it says, "And when ye offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will." If this is what you'd like to do, go ahead and do it. And then there's a description of how that is to take place. But it's a willing offer, right? It's not necessarily a command that God gives to observe this. But if you want to, go ahead. A sacrifice of thanksgiving. And so in Hebrews 13, verse 15, we read this: "By Him," Christ, "therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name." Right. So our take on giving a sacrifice of praise is to give thanks to the Lord. So when you give thanks to God for something in your life and experience, you are offering a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatsoever ye do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." Right? So whatever you do, word or deed, whatever that may be, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus and giving thanks to God the Father by Him. And then one more from the New Testament that should help us. Colossians 1:12 says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light." Giving thanks to the Father. So all of these things are part of our filling with the Spirit, our willingness to give thanks, a sacrifice of praise through through our lips and giving thanks to the Father. So when we consider Thanksgiving Day and reflect upon all the things that we are thankful for, be sure that your thanks goes to God, our Heavenly Father. He is the one to whom we are ultimately to be thankful. And all the things that we can be thankful for should always be directed the thanks to God for making them possible in our lives. And then in Ephesians 5:20, the verse carries on. It says, giving thanks always for what? All things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must never forget that the Lord Jesus, we need to thank him in all that we do. Without him, without Christ, we are nothing, basically. But in Christ, we have all that we need to be all that God wants us to be. Peter talked about the fact that when we're saved, God has given to us all the things that we need to put into our lives to make us pleasing to himself. And so we want to take advantage of those things he has given to us. Our lives as believers are completely different because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For example, we read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, right? This is the Lord Jesus who takes up dwelling in our hearts. Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, a doulos, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Everything about us is to be resourced in the person of the Lord Jesus, who gave himself for us that we might be saved from our sins. So when we give thanks, we are to give our thanks to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what are we to do on Thanksgiving day and time? Give thanks. It's as simple as that. Just to give thanks to God through the name of Christ for everything, all the time. Can't do that in our own human spirits. We need the Spirit of God to be at work in us as well. So how often are we to give thanks? Always, right? For what are we to give thanks? All things. And to whom are we to give thanks? To God the Father. And in whose name are we to give thanks? The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that proper thanksgiving can only be given when we are saved by grace through faith in Christ, and the Spirit of God is filling us completely, and we are obeying the word of God. When he says give thanks, we need to give thanks, because that is what he has commanded. So when all of those things are in place, then we have the ability and the reason for giving thanks always in all things. Notice the triad of human graces that is here in this context. Verse 16, I'm going back to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. The triad of human graces. Verse 16 says, say it. Rejoice evermore. Verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Verse 18. And everything give thanks, right? Those are the three what we would call Christian graces that should be seen in all of our lives as believers. We should rejoice evermore. We should pray without ceasing, and we should give thanks in everything. Why? Because it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Right? It's the will of God that we do these things. It's the will of God to give thanks in and for everything. Everything. So, how are you doing with that? Are you thinking, well, I give thanks for all the good things that come. Kind of hard to give thanks when things are going bad. But God says in everything we are to give thanks. So let's pray and ask him to help us to be able to do these things for his own honor and for his own glory. Let me encourage you to to cultivate a thankful spirit. If you have trouble with that, then ask the Lord for his grace to help you cultivate a thankful spirit. Work at expressing a thankful spirit in every situation and circumstance. Even if you don't feel like it and it's troubling, still take some time to give God thanks for his work in you, even during that difficult situation. Trust to God's promised presence. Acknowledge his goodness, grace, and mercy, and bless the Lord for who he is. Give thanks. And also, just as we finish up some things here, submit for your consideration that saying thank you to those who are around you will go a long way in helping you to develop a thankful spirit before God, our Heavenly Father, and our Savior, the Lord Jesus. So be sure that you give thanks to those who are around you. And that's part of our Canadian spirit, it seems to me. But even more so, as a Christian, we ought to be thankful people to those who are around us. So you had an opportunity earlier to say some things that you were thankful for. Let me share with you a few things from me about what I am thankful for today. Number one, I'm thankful for life. I think somebody had mentioned that earlier. The fact that we live and breathe and have strength to move about is given to us from our Creator, the Lord Jesus. And we thank him for the eternal life that we have now. And even though when we get older, things begin to slow down, joints begin to ache, kind of have a hard time walking around, because of feet and sore knees and stuff, we are still thankful to the Lord for life. We're still breathing, and that is always a good thing. It's always good to breathe, so don't give up on that. And we thank the Lord for life that he has given to us. Secondly, I'm thankful for the provisions for this life that he has provided for us. Bread, water, shelter, clothing. Winter's coming, you know. A little bit chilly today, but it's going to get colder. And so it's always good to have some shelter and some warm clothes to wrap up in. I'm thankful in terms of provisions for this life that I'm thankful for living in Canada, eh? There's lots of countries in the world where you may want to go. But Canada, I think, is the best. We got four seasons. We got ocean to ocean, land mass, some good people. We got some troubles in government, but that's another story. But it's always good to thank the Lord for the provisions he's given to us here for living in Canada. The blessings of four seasons for our government and our leaders, we're to give thanks for them according to the scripture. For the medical and health facilities that we have here in this country, for police officers and firefighters who are still only human beings after and sometimes fail in some of the things that they do. But we're thankful for the police officers, firefighters. We're thankful for Swiss Chalet as a provision from God, and Tim Hortons here in Canada. Number three that I'm thankful for is family and friends. for my wife, my kids. My son Rob turned 48, 45. 48. My son turned 48 years old this year. I know I don't look old enough to have a son that old, but I'm thankful for him and for Julie as well. Rob is such a delight. Yeah, he takes after my mother and Janice's father, in particular. He's an entrepreneur, doing very well in his business, and is taking another 200 square feet of our warehouse for his office space. But I'm thankful for our kids, for our grandkids. Noah, Clara, Jacob, and Abby are wonderful kids, and we're thankful for them. I'm thankful for my sister, Anne, out in Idaho, her son, Ryan. I'm thankful that my dad and my mom, my brother, Tom, and my sister, Bonnie, are waiting for us in heaven. They had trusted Christ and gone home to be with the Lord. I'm thankful to the Lord that he brought us here to London just over 44 years ago. And for all the experiences that we've had and all the people that we've met along the way. And there's been a lot of people. At Old Westminster Hope Baptist, 5 years I spent at Central Baptist Church downtown, and here for the 29 years that we've had at Berean. It's just awesome, and I give the Lord all the praise and thanks for that. Number four, I'm thankful for my salvation. October the 1st, 1959, just as I was about 7 years old, I trusted the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And I praise the Lord always for his grace, mercy, patience, long-suffering, faithfulness to me over these years. And it's a long, long time. And so let us thank the Lord for the plan of salvation, the simplicity of acknowledging our sinfulness before a holy God, believing the gospel of Jesus Christ and calling on the name of the Lord. Wonderful plan, very simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And by the Lord's help and strength, we can do that. Let us thank the Lord Jesus for being willing to come to this earth, become flesh, and to give himself for our sins by taking our place in death on the cross of Calvary. And let us thank the Lord for the resurrection of Christ. Because he lives, so shall we. And we know him as our Savior and Lord. We will also rise with him someday. Fifthly, I'm thankful for answered prayer. And over the years, the Lord has certainly answered many of our prayers, and we trust him to continue to do that on into the future days till he comes again. Number six, I'm thankful for the privilege to serve the Lord. As a pastor, for now over 42 years, we've served the Lord. For this, I'm thankful to the Lord for this building that he has given to us. The mortgage has been paid, and we don't have that burden hanging over us. We have freedom to worship the triune God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus, out of this place as well. And we are thankful for what he has done. And then lastly, number seven, because number seven is always the number of perfection. Number seven, I'm thankful for the blessed hope. The blessed hope in Titus 2:13 says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We believe that we are far into the last days of God's plans and purposes for this world, and that Jesus Christ is soon, very soon, to return to rapture the church and take us home to be with himself. So I'm thankful for the blessed hope that we have, and for a hope that blesses. There's a blessed hope, but also hope brings blessing. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Right? So there is a hope that blesses. 1 Peter 1, 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And so there is a hope that we can have in God, in Christ, that brings blessing to our lives, and then for which we can give him thanks, right? Always. So let me say again that we are, in everything we are to give thanks, because that's the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. But also let me say that I thank the Lord all the time for you who are here at Berean Baptist Church, for your fellowship, for your love, for your faithfulness, your sacrificial giving to this work, your graciousness. I thank you for your service, and thank you for being you. And y'all are a delight here. There's no greater reason to get up Sunday morning and come to church than to see you here in this place. So God bless us all, and may he help us to be a thankful people till Jesus comes again. And I thank you for your attention this morning. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for all that you do in our lives to bring us to be more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ. We are thankful for the day in which we live, as we see things coming together that help us to understand that your return is so very close, and help us always to be ready for that and prepared for when that trumpet blast and your voice calls us to up into the air to meet you, and so will we ever be with the Lord. I thank you for everyone who's a part of Berean Baptist in these days, and give you all the praise and honor for that which you do in our midst, and for the provisions that you give to us as a church family. Thank you for our time together this morning, just an opportunity to focus a little bit on the giving of thanks. We know it is your will for us that we do so continuously, and pray that you would help us to do just that in obedience to your word in the days ahead. Bless, we pray, your word to our hearts and minds this morning. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.